Now, sometimes we watch Married at First Sight and go, this is just a lot of nonsense. This is all built up for hype and TV drama, excitement, etc., etc.
It is.
But every once in a while, they get it right. The experts match a couple who actually are good for each other, look fantastic, work well, and are beautiful human beings. Well, two such people join us right now. They are Bryce and Melissa. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Are we actually that couple, though?
I reckon.
I'm not entirely sure, Sam.
I reckon
you've got blindfolds on.
Stop it. I want to believe this. You guys look so lovely together and so warm and genuine. Don't break the bubble. I mean, tell me you're still madly in love.
Well, we've had a bit of an interesting start to the experiment, haven't we? Yeah. One minute we hate each other, apparently the next we're madly in love. So I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Now, Brycey, you're an old radio guy. We've worked together in the past on a few different projects and different companies together. Have you explained to Melissa your past in some old videos you might have done that... Does Melissa know about your twerking class man video?
It's really funny. We had a day off during filming when we were in the apartments, and we had YouTube on the TV, and I said, oh, look, heads up. I'm going to show you some stuff that might disturb you and make you right leave, but I'll show you now. And then yesterday we were doing Today Extra, and it came up, and we were like, well, at least Jimmy Barnes is probably saying it himself now, which isn't a good thing.
Oh, I'm a twerking class man.
Brycey, well, if you two are still together after that, you can endure anything.
Anything.
Yeah, and stuff the other room. It's more about that video, isn't it?
100%. 100%, mate. Who cares about the rest?
I've needed counselling after that video.
Well, I think Liz is asking for those hot pants to come out, but I don't reckon they fit anymore, for one. That was about 7 years ago.
Hey, Melissa, can we talk to you for a sec? I want to ask, one of the things that has been banged on with the TV show at the moment has been the pick and choose and your assessment, or Bryce's assessment of you in the lineup, and it's been hard to hear. It was fairly brutal, but was it as brutal as it all was? And is it better to have that level of honesty in a relationship early on, do you reckon?
It's 100% best to have the honesty, and regardless of how much it hurts, unfortunately, you know, you're not always going to be everybody's type. And I understood that really from early on, from the honeymoon, from the honesty box.
Mm-hmm.
And look, with the task that we had in front of us, it was, you know, it's not realistic. You don't do that in real life when you meet somebody and then lay out all the photos of their friends and rate them from hottest to not. So it's just not realistic. So I was always really glad that Bryce was honest with me, but I am sensitive, and being matched with somebody that is quite blunt and honest, It's a producer's dream, to be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, spot on there. Well, guys, nice to chat to you. You're a wonderful couple, and we wish you all the best, hey?
No, thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.